Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code Kempire40 for $40 off, plus the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Guys, we're almost there. We're almost at the end of Love and Marriage DC. I will say this. The last couple of episodes have kept my attention. I'm not hate watching it. You get what I'm saying? I'm not like, what do I have to... I'm not feeling that way. So I did watch the latest episode of Love and Marriage DC. And of course, I have opinions. I'm sure you do as well. Again, we're almost at the end. I thought this week was the end because I heard we only had 10 episodes. Apparently, we are squeezing out one more. One more. Okay, we can make it through one more episode and a reunion. Did you guys see the reunion? The lighting for that reunion was giving public access. But I'll wait to watch the actual reunion because we just saw clips. Like, certain parts of the reunion looked okay. And then we saw some of the, like, close-ups of them. And I was like, that lighting is terrible. And we've seen multiple reunions for Love and Marriage for, like, Huntsville and things like that. And it looked fine. But this particular one, it's like, just tell us you don't like Love and Marriage DC own and production. Just tell us you don't like the damn show. We had to wait nearly over a year for this current season. And we don't even know if this show is getting renewed. We shall see. Because my thing is, if they're filming Huntsville already, and we've been waiting on DC for over a year, and they're not even currently filming or set to film or know if they have a third season, it's giving canceled. I don't think it's canceled, to be honest with you, especially if they're giving Detroit a second chance. So we shall see. Do you want to see a fourth season of Love and Marriage DC? Let me know in the comments. But first, let's get into this recap. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, be sure to subscribe, and don't forget you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, and don't forget there are special episodes like the one that we're uploading probably at some point today, definitely before tomorrow's eclipse. Because we're preparing you. We give you special content on the podcast that you won't see here on our YouTube channel or TikTok. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We're going to talk all about how you can prepare for the eclipse. Because shout out to the families affected by the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed over a week ago at this point. Such a tragedy. And look, a lot of these predictions for the eclipse, a lot of the things that we've been experiencing, shout out to those of us that were here in the tri-state area, because I know Philly, you experienced some of the aftershocks and things like that of this earthquake that hit New York and New Jersey. These are all signs. These are all signs of the eclipse. And this is an eclipse that's coming right after we just had an eclipse. And we're in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. This is what we talk about here for those that might be new. Just saying, even if you don't believe in astrology or any of that, you do believe in science. And there is no doubting that the moon affects the earth. You know what I mean? So this will be affecting energies. Even the emergency room folks will tell you, on full moon nights, that's when it's their busiest night. Just saying. I hate that the fact that I have to keep defending me talking about this. Okay? Anyways. Speaking about strange and weird things, Love and Marriage DC. No, I'm playing. I'm kidding, Love and Marriage DC. I have to say, I would probably give this episode, and you guys let me know in the live chat what you would rate this episode from 1 to 10. I probably would give this episode a solid 7. It wasn't a bad episode, but Ashley, come to the front. Now I understand your social media behavior before we even got a chance to see this new season of Love and Marriage DC. Now it's making more sense because, of course, she saw the rest of the season before they filmed their reunion. So this explains why she's like, oh, they're trying to make me out to be the mean girl. There's so much stuff they could have shown. Well, no, they're going to show what they think the audience is going to be interesting, Ashley, and that's you being a mean girl. Do I think Ashley's a mean girl? Based off what we're seeing these last episodes, yeah. Yeah, Ashley, I know I haven't said it before, and I was like, I don't know if Ashley's the mean girl, but we're here. We're here because it's very clear that Joy, and I'm not sure what Joy's motivation behind it, it could be just like, you know what, we're filming a show, you're a work colleague, I'm just going to just grin and bear with it. I want to film with you, I want to make this enjoyable for myself and the watching audience, to be honest. And it seems like Joy, even though you degraded her husband in so many different ways, and we talked about this during my last recap, that I personally, the way that I'm set up, this person that I consider the love of my life, my partner, the person I've decided to marry, and I'm a Taurus, so you know we are very loyal. And and when I say loyal, we're loyal to friends, we're loyal to family. But let me tell you something about our partners. About the people that we've chosen to swear our lives to, build our lives with. I mean, I don't have that right now. don't cry for me, Argentina. Look, don't cry for me. What I'm saying is that I know, first of all, I know I can have it when I want it. But I also realize that when I do have that, that person is special. That's the way I feel. Tauruses, y'all can, you know, Come to the front. Come to the front of the room. To be like, yeah, he's right. So my thing is the level of disrespect that Ashley has shown Clifton. And yes, Clifton's not innocent. But calling him sassy, calling him a mean girl, doing all those things, even in this moment where Joy is saying to you, let's move forward. She's showing, I'm going to give in. She's doing what we would hope that the cast of The Real Housewives of Potomac would do in order for the cast to move forward. But Ashley, you were looking for a reason. And I believe when you tell the universe, like, there's got to be something when you're looking for a reason, the universe will comply and they will give you a reason. So, of course, now Ashley's in her feelings about this video that was posted and they put hashtag no sidekicks. It was something that Joy has said about her best friend, Alicia. It's one thing to be riding with your best friend, Alicia. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, I think you are looking for a reason not to like Joy. We keep saying, like, oh, I like Joy. I'm trying to remember, when exactly did you like Joy? And I know it's an edited show, but I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily believe that you even like Joy. I think you've been looking for a reason just to maybe ice them out as a couple because maybe you did want to be, you know, the top dog on this show. That's what it's giving. You know, initially when we started this, I was like, oh, no. But I've told you, I felt like Ashley is the show. But this type of behavior that we're seeing in the last few episodes, I'm just like, you just are looking for a reason to be mad at Joy and Clifton. And maybe you believe if you're mad at them, then you don't have to film with them. And then they will lose their jobs. Look, we're not new to this reality TV game, Ashley. We see behavior of people that are smelling themselves. Just saying. All right, before we get into the episode, damn, I already been going in. Before we get into the episode, today's live recap of Love & Marriage DC is sponsored by our friends over at Factor. It's so important to me that I have a meal ready for me. Like a day like today where it's busy, I'm filming this, recording that. After a live show, it's very easy with a Factor meal to pop it into the microwave for 2 minutes and be delicious. First of all, what's important to me when it comes to these types of meals, they're delicious, and when you microwave them, it's not a soggy mess, okay? But our friends over at Factor, eat stress-free this spring with Factor delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Everything is fresh, never frozen. Meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You get to choose from a menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan, or Veggie. I also recently had one of their little shots. It's supposed to be like one of those like something. I don't even know what they're. It's supposed to, I guess, give you energy or immuno stuff. I got a sample of all their different shots. I took one of them. I was like, ooh, okay, let's go. I like that. I like that as a nice little option for, you know, from a like a meal planning service. So as I said to you guys before, no fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Everything, it's like, this is what I hear when I hear that. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. And look, I even had a couple of my friends try the meals. The meals were delicious to them as well. So as always, head to factormeals.com/Kempire50 and use the discount code Kempire50 to get 50% off your first box. Plus, here's a bonus, 20% off your next box. All right. That's code Kempire50 at factormeals.com. More information on Factor Meals will be available in the description. Back to Love and Marriage DC. Okay. So at the top of the episode, we have Yusha meeting Winter's kids. Again, how long were they dating at this particular point? Like, Winter's grown on me in the last season or two. Because she doesn't mean any harm. You know what I mean? She's just there. I think she's perfect for the show, even though she quit. I think she's perfect for the show because she really is in the DC DMV area. I don't know why they even call this DC. Is anyone actually living in DC? And is there a reason? Maybe they couldn't get licensing for Love and Marriage DMV, because we all assumed that that's what this show is going to be called. But it's called Love and Marriage DC, and none of them live in DC. Not that that matters anymore with reality television, but I'm just saying, not one person lives in DC. Maybe I'm wrong. Because even Monique, she lives in Potomac. All right, but anyways. Anyways, I say all that to say. So Yusha goes to meet, along with his daughter, meets two of Winter's children. So they're asking the kids questions. It felt just awkward. But I'm not surprised, because I always tell you I feel that awkwardness with Winter all the time. So I'm not surprised. Her son looked really, really uncomfortable. Yusha's just sitting there laid back, asking questions, answering questions. Cute scene. I think maybe this would hit different if we knew that these two were still together. It might be a little bit more like, well, look at that. And look, they're still together. I don't even think they were together even that long. Even after this, the filming wrapped. I don't know. I just was like, okay, cute scene. I love what Deuce's daughter said in regards to the question about, you know, who do you think is good for your father? Something to that effect. And she was like, well, I don't think that I am, I don't forget what her exact, but basically saying that I'm a kid. I don't know if I know what's best for, you know, for my father, or what, if I should say what's best for my father. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, because you don't hear a lot of kids. You know, a lot of kids are a little smart Alex and things like that. But you could tell that she's respectful. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cute. Cute little scene. All right. So Arena meets up with Joy as Joy is preparing for her birthday party. Of course, this is where we find out about Ashley sending this long text message to Joy about the no sidekicks comment. And they flash back to where Joy was talking and referring to Alicia as a sidekick. How old are we? If someone calls your best friend a sidekick, are you that mad? Look, here's the problem, though. Because at first I was like, is Ashley just mad about them, you know, that old scene? Or is she mad about what they posted on social media? Because that is the most recent part. Because at the top, I'm sort of like, wait, Ashley, you're just looking for a reason to be mad at Joy. But then we find out they put that whole hashtag no sidekicks. I bet Clifton put that in. Do you guys think that the relationship, the throuple rumors and relationship between Carmen and Joy and Clifton was weird, inappropriate? We said originally when we first were introduced to Carmen in that first scene, the touching and the feeling up of Clifton, okay, not the feeling up, but you get what I'm saying, it felt inappropriate. And a lot of you weighed in and shared your thoughts on the appropriateness or inappropriateness of their interaction. But when Ashley points out that they're laid up in that bed and their bikinis, his bare chest out, and you know that, I thought to myself, like, well, because here's the thing. Because I know some of y'all, I know it's Sunday and some of y'all are very traditional. I don't judge people. If maybe they are a throuple. Who cares? Everyone's grown. Everyone's making their own decision for themselves. Would that work for me? No. I'm a Taurus. But I always say to you guys, like, I say this now until I'm in that. It's not going to work. Every time we have these conversations, this back and forth conversation about throuples and open relate, I always say, well, you just never know. And I'm like thinking to myself, you are not going to be down for that. Tauruses are known to be very possessive. I just told you I'd be fighting about my partner. So, look. But I don't judge other people because I think that's the thing. Even when we talk about how the fact that I don't drink and people judge me more for the fact that I don't drink, I think if I'm to say, oh, you know, a throuple's not for me, people automatically get defensive and say, oh, so you're judging other people. I'm really not. Anyone else? I'm really not. I know people that are in those particular types of situations. I don't judge them. If anything, some of those folks have healthier relationships than people that are in, you know, the traditional, you know, relationship of just, you know, no one's there. I'm like, okay. And I think in the gay world, you see it a lot more. And I think they're a little bit more open with it. I think heterosexual people are not as open about having an open relationship because the world does judge them. And at the end of the day, it ain't our business. But according to Carmen, Carmen seems very offended. And you can see the cracks in the relationship between Carmen and Clifton in this episode. That's part of the reason why we saw Carmen on Ashley and Winter's recap a few weeks ago. So that relationship, Carmen's even getting confessionals. But Carmen has a man. I don't know if she's still with that man. Carmen, do you want to be on the show? Look, like I'm casting. Do you want to be on the show? Are you interested? I mean, she's a publicist, right? She's a publicist? I don't remember. I know she does like marketing, I don't know. It's unimportant. The most important part here is that they're in a throuple. No, they're not. They're denying being in a throuple. I think people do find it strange that, you know, this new couple have invited this other woman to go on trips with them and things like that. And I know they came out and spoke out about that. Carmen cleared that up and said she was supposed to go with someone else, and that person she was supposed to go with, they ended up breaking up. And that was part of the reason. Clifton and Joy said, no, still come. All right. But Ashley's upset and sent a long text message. And I have to say, Joy handled it pretty well because Joy could have easily written off the text message and written off Ashley. I'm like, you know what? I tried. She's not making this easy. And that's the way it's coming across. We'll get back to that. So Ashley is at home with her daughter, Ashton, and they're going through all of her dance, you know, costumes and things like that. And Ashley says that she's a dance mom and she's very busy. She's been doing this with Ashton since Ashton was 3 years old. And this scene felt a little pre-produced because she tells Ashton to go put on this costume because she could see that it's very skimpy. But she's like, don't take off, you know, your other stuff. And then, of course, Quick comes in and Quick is just like, what is this? And I don't blame Quick. And look, I get it. Ashley's like, you know, this is part of the dancing world. But there's a lot of stuff that we used to do back in the day that now we're looking at. And we're like, the over-sexualization and making children adult-like. Hello, Quiet On Set. Anyone seen that documentary? We recapped it. Go check it out. That's what it's giving. And I feel like, and I know Quick is very traditional and maybe a little old school. But here, I'm sort of like, no, I get where he's coming from because there are a lot of adults at these events. Yes, and there are kids there. Why do we need these young girls dressed up like this? Why? Ashley's like, oh, well, you know, Beyonce and this one, that one does it. Yeah, but those are 40-something-year-old women. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm so traditional in that way because of the way that I grew up. I grew up very religious, went to Catholic school. You know, I always think is that my programming? But then I think to myself, after watching the Diddy of it all and all the accusations, all the trafficking conversation, I'm like, protect our girls. Don't be putting them out there. Sort of like you're putting them on this platter for the world to see, and then these strange men are just going to scoop them up. You know, like I don't even have children. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I don't know if I would want to have children just because of stuff like this. Am I alone? No, I'm not alone, because some of you say this when I report on the Diddy of it all or these other, you know, crazy stories. So I know Quick is like, I'm not changing my mind on this. And honestly, I don't blame Quick, because I'm thinking to myself, what is the point besides you telling me that this is the dance world? No. So what is the point of this young girl wearing this skimpy outfit for dance? I'm on Quick side with this one. Look, I'm on Quick side with this one. So we move on from this conversation. Sidebar, Ashton got her father together. She was like, are you going to even come to this competition? Because he's like, he did not want that on camera. He was just like, I've been to some competitions. He's been to like one competition. Look, he's working hard for the family. Quick continues to have this battle of finding balance. And in the scene with Winter and Ashley, we see that there are some issues happening between Ashley and Quick. Am I surprised? They've been together for like how many years? No marriage, no relationship is easy, and it takes work. Do I think that they're going to be leaving each other? Honestly, no. Those two ride or die for each other in a way. Like, it's not like watching Monique and Chris Samuels from season one. Like, I do believe the love. I'm not saying there wasn't love between Monique and Chris, but we could see the cracks in that relationship. And we did not see this relationship. We could have predicted this divorce, let's be honest. All right. All right, so Ashley then brings up about the Clifton video with his thruple ladies, okay? And Quick says he's a little confused that Ashley wants to be friends with Joy, because he's like, he doesn't understand it. And we talked about this last week. Like, I get where Clifton's coming from. How are you going to be friends with someone that doesn't rock with your husband or your partner? And again, I've been telling you guys this. I don't believe that Ashley really wants to be Joy's friend. I don't believe Ashley when she says that she really does like Joy. And I was like, when? When did you like Joy? Why do you like Joy? Joy, I'm not saying that you're not likable. What I'm saying is, like, I've never seen these moments between Joy and Ashley to make me believe that this is true. However, again, we're watching and reviewing an edited show. We were just talking about this with the Real Housewives of Potomac. A lot of people were confused at the downfall and the emotional reaction that Candace had towards losing her friendship with Robin. And that's partially because they never really highlighted how close Candace and Robin had been over the years. So maybe that's what's happening with Joy. Here's the thing. I don't even think Joy and Ashley even knew each other before this show. So there really wasn't a lot of time to fall in love and be friends like that. All right. Anyway, Joy's birthday party. So Joy's birthday party, first of all, Joy, what the hell were you wearing? Joy, what the hell were you wearing at this birthday party? I'm trying to understand. I mean, I wish I had a full picture. It just looks so costumey. It looked cheap. And of course, Ashley couldn't help but make a comment about it. Here's the thing. I know people are going to come down on Ashley for just constantly making comments and shady remarks. But with these types of reality shows, this is part of the, quote, entertainment. I think maybe it would hit different if we knew that Ashley and Joy were at least in a better place. It just comes across nasty and mean because it's just dig after dig after dig after dig. There's never really a nice thing that comes out of Ashley's mouth about Joy. Besides, oh, I like Joy. It's her husband I can't deal with. It's just not making sense. It's not making sense to me. But look, all right, Carmen, though, also attended this party. Carmen was there at this party as well. Carmen even got a confessional look, y'all. Carmen even got a confessional look. Okay, Carmen. But Carmen confronts Ashley and the other ladies about, you know, this whole throuple conversation. She says to Ashley, the same can be said about you and Alicia and Quick. And I said, I think that's a false equivalency. Ashley and Alicia have known each other since they were like kids, teens. And she's been in Ashley's life her entire life. I also don't know if they've gone on vacations with each other like you guys have. And they're in the bed together in bathing suits like you guys have. And honestly, if they did, I probably wouldn't see a big deal with them because I kind of think that Quick looks at Alicia like a sister. But some of you might say, nope, it's inappropriate with anybody. I don't care how long I've known you. I still think it's a false equivalency, especially because of how Carmen and Clifton met. They met on Ready to Love. So it just kind of, look, I don't know. I don't think, but it looked like Carmen was ready for the smoke, though. It looked like Carmen was ready for the smoke. But Carmen flips because she says in her confessional, when Ashley tries to pull Joy over to talk about this whole throuple conversation, Joy's like, I gotta go make a speech. And Carmen's upset by this because she's like, y'all need to clear up this whole throuple situation. This does not benefit me in any shape or form. Do you guys think that Joy and Clifton have a they need to make this a priority to clear this up? I don't know if I believe that, because it's not like they're, look, I don't follow them on social media. I don't know if they play into the rumors on social media. Maybe they do. Maybe they're putting hashtag throuple. I don't know. Maybe that's why she's feeling away. But I don't think that they have a responsibility to answer to rumors, especially when you know, Carmen, you've said this out of your own mouth, that the reason why you even went on vacation with them was because they said, no, come on the vacation because you had just gotten broken up with, or you had just broken up with your boo. I don't know. I can't remember the details. But I was just sort of like, I don't think it really falls on them, but Carmen is feeling away. And this is where we're starting to see the cracks in their throuple. Okay, so I say all that to say, the outfit. I don't even care about the rest of this party. The party seemed like it was fine. Ashley wasn't even sure if she was going to go. She found every excuse in the book. Well, it seemed like she really wanted to go. So she ends up going and she has a good time. And look, here's the thing. Watching this scene with everyone getting along said to me, because it felt good watching it. And I said this before when we saw the other scene, but Joy wasn't part of it when we were doing the fluid art. I was like, I know people think that everyone that watches these shows love mess. Yes, we love a little mess, but this drawn out fight between Ashley and Joy has not been enjoyable to watch. But seeing them get along and have a good time, even just seeing Ashley be able to, you know, pull on Joy and say, come over here and be involved in this conversation in a friendly way. I was just like, yeah, I want to see them get along. I want to see them have a good time. Just saying. Speaking of a good time, guys, Boston, May 30th, we will be bringing the Kempire After Dark, a live show, to City Winery in Boston. Have you gotten your tickets yet? And after that, in July, July 11th and July 12th, we will be in Nashville on July 11th. July 12th, we'll be in Atlanta. Atlanta, y'all are showing out. Y'all are definitely showing out. Nashville, y'all could do better. No, I get it. Look, this is literally like more than 3 months out. But if you haven't already, head on over to the description for more details on our Boston date, a Nashville date, our Atlanta date, and Seattle. If you live in the Seattle area, if you live in Portland, if you live in Vancouver, come to our Seattle show at Hereafter. Ticket sales are now available. Head on over to the description for more details. If you enjoy hot topics, reality TV conversation like this one, and more, every single show is so different because it's really based on what literally happens that week. So if you want a live funny show, it's not comedy, but we have a lot of laughs. Head on over again to the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. And I know you're asking, when are you coming to my city? Soon, y'all. Look, soon, y'all. We gotta prove our points in these other cities before we can start expanding, all right? So show support any way that you can by spreading the word and letting people know about our live tour, all right? All right, guys, have you liked the video yet? It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. We're talking about love and marriage, DC. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know how you would rate this week's episode of Love and Marriage, DC. How are you feeling about the season so far and your thoughts on this last episode. All right, and shout out to our channel members. We hit a record number of channel members this past month, so thank you to our channel members, and of course thank you to our King's Guards for holding us down, and our subscribers. We appreciate our subscribers that have their notifications on. All right, so we had Joy's birthday party, cute. Then we have this scene with Ashley and Winter going lingerie shopping, and this is where we find out that Ashley and Quick are having some issues. And here are my concerns with the issues that Ashley and Quick are having. The fact that she wants to go to therapy and he's not willing, he doesn't even show up. I still don't think that this means that their relationship is over, but it makes me concerned that once the kids are grown up and they're out of the house, that because they did not make their relationship a priority, that it's going to be, that's when you're going to see the issues arise. And I do believe, Ashley, that Quick always thinks that he's right. We've seen that in the last three seasons of Love and Marriage DC. He always gives off that energy. I know everything. And that could be a problem. Is he a Taurus? I kid. Or do I? All right. Anyways, so this is where she's talking. She's opening up to Winter, talking about, you know, some of the issues that they've been having in regards to this. And she's trying to get him to go to therapy, but he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. All right. Then we have this next scene with Arena and her wig launch. I will say this, and I think I said this before when we saw the wigs. They're actually not bad. You know, I mean, Winter wasn't the best example because Winter came there and they had to kind of shove all her hair. First of all, I don't know how the Bailey sisters, Chloe and Halle Bailey, do it because, you know, they have dreads and stuff like that. And then they'll switch up their styles. I'm like, if y'all could get that under a wig and it not look like a hat, y'all could do better with damn Winter's wigs. Okay. But Winter came in looking good with the hair she had on. But we've seen some wigs with Winter and we're like, ooh. Okay. But I will give Arena credit. Her wigs look good. They even showed the bob where she had a cuss out Winter at one time. So they put that bob on Winter's head. Her wigs look good. And this is sort of like launching her new workout wig kind of thing. I was like, good for you, Arena. I think the wigs look good. I mean, my world doesn't, you know, exist. But wigs are such a huge thing. Growing up, wigs used to be so taboo for women to even say that they wore, you know, that they wear wigs. So it's so funny how now it's so common part of the culture. And I think it's smart of Arena to launch a wig business. I think it's just hard for that particular business. But good for her. Good for her. Don't waste your opportunity on this show. And I actually think your wigs look great, Arena. Anyone else? That wig that Joy modeled, but then Winter tried on in this scene. Because they, you know, when Ashley came in, she saw the wig on Winter, and she was trying to make jokes about it. I was like, the wig doesn't look bad on Winter. And it probably would have looked a little bit better if Winter didn't have, you know, all that hair under it. But I was like, that wig doesn't look bad. What do you guys think? Because look, I'm not their demographic. I could be completely off, and you're like, Kempire, those wigs were terrible. Those wigs were given Tyler Perry. No, honestly, I've seen the Tyler Perry wigs. They are definitely not Tyler Perry wigs. They are definitely not Tyler. They are definitely, Tyler needs to hire them. But Tyler has so much money in the world, he could hire anyone to make those wigs look better. Sidebar, I did watch Mea Culpa with Kelly Rowland. Obviously, Kelly brought her hair person in, who she's worked with for years. I'm pretty sure 100% because Kelly's hair looked gorgeous and her styling. Sorry, Tyler. Not sorry. Anyway, so Arena has this you know, the group comes together. And this was another scene where I felt like, oh, look at everyone having a good time. So it's possible. It's possible. But of course, Ashley, this is where I thought it. I was like, this is why Ashley went on Twitter and was complaining about the season and all the things that they didn't highlight and how people are going to call her a mean girl, because you were giving mean girl in like every scene. because now, and look, so Arena's having this retirement party for Jamie, and Joy is going to perform. So Ashley says, oh, so what are you going to wear? And she also asks Arena, is there a dress code? And Arena's like, oh, there's no dress code. And Ashley's like, whoa, in her confessional, Joy needs a dress code because she doesn't know how to dress. And then these shady producers and editors show all the different outfits of Joy. What do you guys think about Joy's dressing skills? I don't think they're great. I don't think they're great. And not everyone is great at doing stuff like that. Do I think it's terrible? Look, I'm trying to see what everyone else wears. No, I guess she's probably the worst dress. But I just thought it was so mean of Ashley to even bring it up and then insinuate. And then Joy really took it. She took it on the chin, Joy. You've dealt with a lot in these last couple of episodes, and you really took it on the chin. Because somebody else would have took it to a whole other level and turned it on Ashley and just like you can never be nice. There's always some sort of dig. This is why I can't see it with you. But no, she was just like, Ashley, do you want to dress me? So I guess we're going to get a scene with Ashley taking her out for some sort of outfit, which for me could be a bonding moment. I just feel like it could have been done differently. It could have been said differently. Here's the thing. It's not about what is said. It's about how you say it. And I think Ashley in her confessionals, and my thing is you could have made this a lighthearted and a lot more fun and funny if you had said, girl, I love you, but I want to help you. Or just offer like, girl, I would love to dress you. I would love to dress you. And look, I wouldn't even mind a little shady, snarky comment in the confessional. But even the way it was approached during this wig party felt shady. Instead of like, girl, I'd love to dress you for this, you know, performance. But even Joy's confessional, look, her with her wig, her blonde wig. Yeah, Joy's not the best when it comes to stuff like that. It's not the best. I actually prefer her with her natural hair instead of that wig. But again, like this dress, it's not bad. It's not bad. But that damn outfit that she wore for her birthday party, I don't know what she was thinking. Like her body's great. But that outfit was like interesting. Interesting. Anyways, y'all. Anyways, so they show us a preview for the season finale. This week wasn't the season finale. One more episode. And I'm sure it's going to be a multi-part reunion. Can we normalize making a season that just needs one reunion, just one reunion instead of two parts or three parts? Can we just get through it all? Because at this point, like, what are we going to be recapping in season in this reunion? Her relationship with Yusha, because this again was filmed over a year ago. They should have waited to film this, but again, this is not production's fault. This is own schedule. They're going to talk about Jamie and his retirement and his mental health. And they're going to, of course, talk about Joy and Ashley's issues throughout the season. This is so old. This is so old. And they haven't even started filming this new season. What are we going to do with these folks? What are we going to do? But I'm glad that we're coming to the end. Love and Marriage Huntsville is in the middle of filming. I'm sure we will get a new date for that very soon. Are you looking forward to Love and Marriage Huntsville? Are you looking forward to Love and Marriage Detroit? No promises, y'all. I don't even know if I'm going to even watch that first episode. I might make you guys watch that first couple of episodes, and then you let me know. Kempire, get in. It's a good season. Look, I already watch enough stuff that I don't want to watch. I'll let you guys watch this time. Even though y'all didn't miss it when I stopped recapping Love and Marriage Detroit. Okay, a couple of you did. Anyways, guys, if you had to rate this week's episode of Love and Marriage DC from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? I'm still going to stick with a 7. How would you rate the season overall? Are you looking forward to the season finale and the reunion? And, you know, as always, let's continue this conversation with the Replay crew in the comment section. Thank you to our channel members, our subscribers, and, of course, our King's Guards for holding us down in the live chat. We appreciate them so much. And don't forget, you can take this live recap and a special episode coming up in just in time for this eclipse on the Kempire podcast. So head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and subscribe. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. We're almost at 500 reviews on both platforms. So if you haven't already, be sure to review. And if you have friends and family that can review, be sure to let them review as well. All right. Thank you all for being here. I will see you all in the next one. Have a great weekend and happy eclipse. Look, happy eclipse. Stay inside.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for more Kempire, head on over to the description for more details.